Everybody, it is a wonderful Thursday. Did y'all know that? It's wonderful.
Absolutely. Hey, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, which means there's another, this is a new, brand new, spanking new, squeaky car new episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I'm Lisa.
I am Ebony.
What up, though? It's your boy, Dre, in his house.
What you out there doing, Dre?
Man, stogies all day. Cigars and looking at the scene with the gangster lean.
Are you drinking brown liquor? Because you know cigars and brown liquor go together. You got some brown liquor in your cup?
Actually, I do, but I ain't got it with me. I don't want to get too turned out right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you must be on daddy duty today.
I'm on daddy duty. I don't want to get too turned out today.
Understandable. Don't want you to be a bad parent like other people. Which one is this one, Ebony?
This is sweet grape. This shit is bomb.
Okay.
It's like your ninth bottle today, right?
What you got, like, this Smirnoff? What is it? All right. Well, I am drinking on a Chateau Saint Michelle, which is a Pinot Gris.
Somebody's trying to get me to act a fool, but I'm not going to go there with you, Drake.
Man, you always act a fool anywhere you get on the freaking line. I don't even like talking to you.
Hang
up. Get off the line.
Hang up.
Get off the line. Lush.
I don't know why you two can't get along.
I told you.
It's perfect.
And they start...
I don't like talking with women with 11 toes. I can't deal with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
The people have seen my toes, and they already know I don't have 11. They've already seen my toes.
That is a lie, because you know how to hide it. You got
to
hide it.
Shari took a picture of my toes. Shari took a picture of my toes. She didn't see them. She didn't send them to the people they already know.
Okay, that was to them. I'm glad you didn't send it to me, because that's my phone would have frozen. Probably melted or some shit. You can be on my kickball
team.
Over there.
I look really tan today, y'all.
Yeah, you got great lighting today. I look like I got on powder makeup. Foundation.
Yeah, looking a little pale.
I know, I look a little pale today, and I was out in the sun this weekend, but
looking like a little pale face.
You know, it's okay. I don't wear makeup, it's just my skin. I did a facial. So maybe it's the glow.
What kind of facial?
Dre always
I didn't do some. One of those facials.
Not one of those facials.
Not one of those, buddy. Lisa.
Hey, I mean, you're right. Long as it is a clitoris, as long as it is a nipple, that is it.
I remember my password. I was really putting in the wrong password the whole time.
Can you stop living in the past, please?
Anyway, start the show.
I was trying to, bitch. You just keep coming out with these random ass side conversations. Anyway.
Anyway.
Y'all know I got to get up in your business.
Always.
Stay in y'all business. I don't mind other people's business, but y'all business, you three? I'm all up in your shit.
Yeah, I got plenty of business.
When is the last time you had sex just to make a motherfucker leave you alone? Bitch, just go. Come on, put it in real quick. Damn. When the last time you had to do that shit?
2013.
Long time ago.
Initials RB.
You always giving out initials and shit.
RB, what are your initials? Trash.
Are you doing shout-outs tonight?
I am doing shout-outs.
Terrible.
It was garbage.
Dre, what about you?
2019. I'm not going to lie about it.
Yeah.
2019. So.
It's the truth. 2019.
Yeah, I had a little
For you
spell.
Too. For you too.
Mine is probably about 2018.
Okay. You said that. You said that. You like you. What are you looking right now when you say that? Like you sad or something? You okay?
I mean, well, there was this one time at band camp. Mm-hmm. That it was somebody I didn't really even want to have sex with, like, at all. So I just let him eat the pussy, and then I just didn't want to have the sex. But he was like real hype. His man was like, "Woo woo woo, come on, we about to get it." And I was like, "This just feels like a bad idea."
Was it a bad idea?
Yeah, because I didn't go through it, but that's what I told him. And he was like, "What the fuck you mean? What do you mean?"
Oh, man. That's got to be hard for the
So, man. You know what I'm saying? So, that's the last time I just didn't even give him the booty and acted like that. But in about 2018, the last time I was just like, just hurry up.
I had to do it. Like I said, it was just, the thing is, see, I took a little extra something. Mm-hmm. And the little extra something really, I showed out.
I wish you would be the fuck still. You that all that shit is picking up. Be the fuck still. You about to piss me all the way off. I need you to get back to the table and the chair and the banner behind you. Because now you got a whole fucking podcast office. I need you to be the fuck still. You are fucking up my sound.
I'm just trying to get it in front of me so I won't.
You've had all day, ma'am.
Sorry, listeners.
So, I'm sorry, Dre. You were speaking and rudely interrupted.
No, I'm just saying I took a little extra something. And it really, I showed out. I put on the show. And the next time, I didn't. And even though she was still loving it, I was just like, man, I'm ready to go. Like, hurry up here. Take it and go. And I deleted her number after that, so.
That was deep. I felt depressed for you in this moment.
That was deep.
Yeah.
I felt
nothing. You're such good. A bitch.
Just like your walls. No walls.
Hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whatever.
Somewhere.
I'm not ganging up on you.
All right, y'all.
Every day of the week,
so y'all know how, y'all know like the type of parent that Dre is, right? Y'all know every time we look around, he got the kids, going to get the kids. Oh, we got to cut the episode short, a little shorter today. I got to do this for the kids. So, you know, and your Father's Day's coming up and stuff. So I wanted to go out and find a shame-worthy topic that is appropriate for Parent of the Year. Mm. Now, Lisa, I know you're a great mother. I won't run down all the wonderful things that you have given your children, including your own vehicle, to where you didn't have one.
It's very nice.
Or relocating your whole self from a whole life in a whole job just to go and be there for them. Okay?
You're a great mom.
Great ass mother. You see what I'm saying? We got a great ass father. Okay. Great ass mother.
Okay.
Then, you know what I'm saying? We got another person who has literally, the person that's been, was in love with them, proposed to them, asked them for their hand in marriage, saved up all his motherfucking money to buy her a motherfucking wedding ring, engagement ring, only for her to have to pawn it to go save one of her fucking children.
I did that shit.
You know what I'm saying? This man, and then it was pawned for so much money, you couldn't even get it back. Them the kind of parent, you know what I'm saying? These parents that I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? These are parents that I'm talking about. These are the parents that make up Naturally Unbothered.
But that new one, though.
Yo, that new ring, though. That makes.
That new one.
Yeah, I bet you if you pawn that one, though, you're going to be in a ditch.
Yeah, I'll be divorced.
Toe tagged and all. But anyway, so. I am going to.
I'm gonna shut up.
I am going to tell you guys about the 2020 parent of the shame-worthy topic year.
Do tell, do tell.
I feel like I need some da, 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 music. Nope, that's not the right music. Did you hear my? Did you hear my? Da, 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 like some peppy. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let me tell you guys about our wonderful recipient for the 2020 year. Actually, I'm just going to give her the month of June. For the month of June. Ashley Jessup.
Ashley Jessup.
Now, I know you fine people out there are wondering, how awesome? I mean, how awesome is Ashley? You know what I'm saying? I know you guys are curious. Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you why she is worthy of the shame-worthy parent of the year.
Do tell.
Ashley had created a sex tape of herself performing oral sex to her 10-month-old.
What?
While fondling his testicles.
Bitch, I am done.
She did this all at the request of what? Her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend, I figured.
Miss Jessup.
Her boyfriend and she enjoyed explicit exchanges of sexual, explicit images and videos through emails and all kinds of activities that she performed on her son at his request.
Lisa, don't give her the satisfaction of calling that bitch a miss. She's no miss. She's not a fucking lady. She's a tramp. She's a whore. She's a skank.
This right here. Right up it.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is your shame-worthy motherfucking parents of 2020 for the month of June, Miss Ashley Jessup.
I'm just trying to figure out why your ass is being so fucking extra today. Fuck! You are so extra today.
I wanted it to sound like it was a game show. You know when people be winning shit. Thank you! See? That was it, Dre! That's what I was looking for!
Now, you ain't the only one that got beats, boo.
Thank you, Dre.
It's only 180K. It's only 180K. You ain't it.
Tell you what. I will take over. That was real good. I will take over the 80K.
Lisa, shut up.
Don't talk to Lisa like that. You're disrespectful. You a disrespectful asshole.
Y'all got a party at me. That's, she's on 9 bottles of wine.
It's the 9th one?
This is actually my first. This is my second glass tonight, this evening.
Yeah, out of the 9th bottle, though.
Out of the first bottle.
Whatever. Don't do me, boo.
Don't do me, boo.
Don't do move.
Don't move.
Ooh.
Oh, goodness. Both of y'all crazy. Anyway, come on. Can we get back on the topic?
Get back on topic. That bitch needs to be shamed. I wish she had a photo of her so you could blast it.
I don't. Let me see. I don't think I have a photo of her.
Damn, put it in the YouTube thing. So they'll be able to see her, right?
All right. Yes. I don't think I have. I didn't send the photo of her because she had. She actually. I should have sent you guys the other one because she actually had another previous case against her as well.
As the child?
No, the mother, not with this child, but with two other children. Who she drugged and had oral sex with them while they were passed out.
How does she get to get these kids? How?
It's disgusting.
Man, you know how many parents, how many women who want to have children is going to treat them right?
Dre, you over somebody.
Over somebody who, you know what I'm saying, simply.
Dre.
Bitch, I hope he send you a fucking goddamn postage bomb. Send that bitch a postage bomb. You see what happened when she get a fucking office, Dre? Take the motherfucking gloves off, Dre. Take the gloves off.
But man, I don't even want to pull out this heat that I got.
This why you can't befriend no hoes. This what happen when you befriend a hoe.
See, y'all see why I can't. I never use the words. I won't call her son.
Every time you want to say it, what you want to say, bitch? Okay, so every time you want to say bitch, you point at me, and I will call her a bitch for you.
Say that shit. Say it.
I'm going to say it. You are a...
bitch.
Thank you. No, say it. You don't say it. Whatever. Talk about me. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Now, what I was trying to say is people like this, you know, who want to have kids, they want to have kids, and, you know, they can't. You know what I'm saying? And then you got people who abuse them when they do have them. That is terrible. That is just freaking terrible, man. You know what I'm saying? That pisses me off. You know what I'm saying? As a parent. That pisses me off to do that, you know? Because there's so many people who, I don't know, man. People, they live and die. They want kids. You know what I'm saying? And then you got people who have them. They don't even appreciate them. So I hate when I hear stuff like that about kids, man. That just... I don't know, that pisses me off. Go ahead.
When I read this story, I was like, this is the most gutter trash. You know, yeah. I thought that lady who stuck the 14-month-old up her vagina was one of the worst stories that I've ever heard. I think this is it. A 10-month-old?
That's crazy.
It's gotta be. 10-month-old,
drugging people's kids.
Correct.
Because your boyfriend asked you to do it?
Which is stupid. It's so stupid, man. Y'all do so many stupid stuff for men, man. But I guess the only good thing that I would say that comes out of this, the child is too young, so hopefully he never knows about what happened. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he never knows about that.
And he never Googles his mama.
I agree.
There you go. And nobody ever tells him whose mom is.
Me.
Right.
That's the only thing about that.
She don't need to never be able to see him ever again in life.
Exactly.
Ever. She don't need to be around kids.
Exactly.
She don't need to be around kids, period. Period.
I agree.
Boy brain, period. Just the thought of it, though. I'm telling you, Shari. Just the thought of it just make me want to call Ebony a
bitch!
I'll leave it at that. That just pisses me off.
All right. Well, that is who we are shaming, you know.
Shame on her.
She's disgusting. She disgusting. You disgust us. And he's disgusting.
You disgust us, bitch.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
You do.
So our topic for today is, how many times have you ever been mesmerized by someone? I mean, captured in a trance, like, over someone. But not the person, not them, but they dick or they pussy. Mm. When the last time you've been dickmatized and pussy whipped? Mm. Let's talk about that. What gets you so far right there that you can't even focus on nothing? You in a whole fucking sexual trance over the dick or the pussy.
I can answer that one first. I'll go first on that.
Let's go.
I have, in 43 years of living, I have never been up until this last week. Last week. So, I have a lady around the corner who does the edibles.
Mm-hmm.
Gave her a brownie. I took one. It didn't really get to me. She don't really put this up in her body. But she got a hold of that. I have never experienced anything like that in my entire life. And she put something on me that almost had me curled up crying. And I love that shit. It was awesome. Amazing.
We're going to be going to the wedding by the end of the year. Just make sure it's not on... Just make sure it's not on 10-10-2020. Because I'm already in a wedding. I'm a flower girl in a wedding. And I don't need you to be having one.
Who the fuck has your old ass in a wedding in 2020?
Never mind.
First of all, it is bitch.
I already know who one he is. But some girls are fucking girls, but you a whole ass old woman.
First of all, this wedding is an adult only affair. There are no children allowed, not any. It's a very sophisticated wedding.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And so there will be a pallbearer, there will be a gentleman, and there will be a flower girl.
She called herself a flower girl.
And there will be a flower girl at the wedding, and that bitch will be me.
So
I can't wait to post my pictures. I can't wait to show y'all how I slay this flower girl at age 42, bitch.
Lisa, my skin looks really good today.
On this. Choke her.
You little stupid stank ass bitch. Don't worry about that.
I tell you. But that was me. That was my story. Mm-hmm. That was my last time and my one and only time. Turned me the fuck out. So I ain't gonna tell you everything. I ain't gonna talk too much because I know she's gonna listen. So.
Bravo, you.
You know what
Bravo
I'm saying?
You.
Bravo. Baby boo.
God.
That's baby boo. Bravo, baby boo. Put that shit on lock.
I love it.
I have never been dickmatized by anyone in my whole life. I've not. And I feel like it's the whole mannish part of me that the heartstrings and the pussy have like, it's a severed relationship. Because I think that in order for, I don't know, this is just because of my experience with other people that I'd be like, damn, bitch, he got you dickmatized. Like, experiencing those things with my friends. I've never been like that.
I haven't either. Until.
For the sake of this podcast, I'm going to say 2015, I was dickmatized. I got married in 6 months. And so that's where it is. It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
For the sake of the podcast, mine was in 2014, a little shortly after I moved here. It was beautiful. It was awesome.
Take your time, girl.
He knew how to put it down. I look forward to another experience like that because I feel like you should have that in your life.
I think so too.
I just.
It's the best feeling in the world.
I just rather be in love. It sounds safer.
I think that if you just take your head out of it and just let it go, one day you'll just be dickmatized. Just take your head out of it. You overanalyze and think too much. Just fucking fuck. Just do that. Get your head out of it. Just fuck. Allow somebody else to have control.
That's hard to do for a lot of people to give up control.
Yeah.
Because I gave it up. I've never done it in my life. And
she threw them legs back. She threw them legs back, Trey.
I cannot confirm, babe.
I didn't even know you could do that. Where you been hiding that secret at?
So again, like I said, I don't like you anyway. So what I'm saying is, for sake, you know what I'm saying? For me, I think it hit completely different because my feelings are involved. So when you have some feelings involved and you get something that just, they clash it together, like I said, I've never had that before in my life. So
that's what I said.
I've never
43 years. I've never been in love with a woman. I am in love with this woman.
Did you tell her before she left?
I let her know every day.
Oh my gosh, Dre, that's so beautiful.
I am in love with this woman.
I think that's my problem, y'all. I'm missing the strings. Bitch, stop, because you'll cry. She'll be crying all show, and we don't need all that in our life.
We
sure even though don't. She be so motherfucking hard in the hood, but she is such a pussy.
I love love.
Actually, no, she's not a pussy. She's a dick, because pussies are strong. But so, she's a dick.
I don't want to hear no howling. Shut up, Ebony.
That's because that's what that woman had you over there doing this week.
She did. I ain't gonna even lie. She did.
Okay. I bet the neighbors know her name.
Oh, they do. They do. They do.
Baby boo, baby boo.
I love that woman. I ain't gonna lie. I love that woman, boy.
Yes.
Right.
That's awesome. I want that for myself one day, but not in a dickmatized state, though. I just want him to be amazing in sex, and then everything else that I asked for or didn't even think about asking for. That's what I want.
Relax, relate, release.
The man who sleeps on the floor cannot fall off the bed.
Okay. That was cute.
Brother Shaquille Sunflower. Brother Shaquille Sunflower Mark.
You are stupid. You are stupid. Lisa.
What's up, baby?
Won't you give us a fun fact?
Fun facts. Yes, honey. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So some may say a dick is a dick is a dick. But absolutely
false.
What is it?
In 2017, a spa in Manchester, that's in the UK for some of them who don't know, in a boutique hotel called Onscow Hotel and Spa, officially started a treatment at their spa called the Love Mist. Has anybody ever heard of that?
The Love
no,
Mist?
No, it sounds exciting. It sounds refreshing.
No, it sounds like they were shooting out sperm. I don't know.
That would be a mist. That would be like the love splatter.
Hey, my areola is a little hard. Keep going. Continue, please.
So what is this all about?
Bitch.
Brace yourselves. Blasting the genitals.
Blasting them with what? Air?
The genitals. Yes. Blasting the chocolate stick, and in some cases, the vanilla stick, with 256 degree Fahrenheit liquid nitrogen.
What? What does that do?
Okay, we gonna move on.
It has to be something sexual, Ebony. That's the obvious part.
So the UK is on some new shit, okay? And clearly, the US men are saying, why would I want to freeze my dick?
Yes, why? Why? Tell us why.
In the hell is it going to better my sex life? The Love Mist process turns the penis into a frozen ice stick. I know you're telling yourself, what the fuck?
That's what I just said.
A better fuck.
Like the solid ass dick?
Of better sex.
But what is he getting out of it?
So the frozen ice stick develops heat quicker.
Right.
The blood flow.
I get it, but I'm just saying, what does he get from it? Because she trying to unfreeze it.
Well, he's gonna last longer, but there are some benefits to it. It increases the endorphin level. It helps men have better sex, which the woman is also going to enjoy. But it makes the skin younger, and it creates a youthful looking penis. Now you know how they have these little what they call them, jade rollers out now, mm-hmm. that you put in the freezer and then you roll on your face.
Yes, I have one of those.
Look younger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the natural form of it.
So everybody gonna be out here getting some cryo dick.
Yeah. Yes. UK, Manchester, boutique hotel, Anskow hotel and spa.
So when we go to the UK, when we go to the UK and visit our friends, the 30 podcast, when we go visit them, we can go there and let Dre get his penis blasted.
Exactly. And then I want to do this.
Yeah,
you know what? It's not gonna work unless his mate is with him.
Duh. It'll be a instead of like a double date, it'll be a quadruple date. Everyone bring a friend. The friend will get blasted. Let's try it. I'm down.
So my question with that, what you know, or is it talking about, are there any side effects
to a hard dick? No, there's no side effects to a hard dick.
To a froze going to whatever.
It's increasing. It's increasing your blood flow. That's a positive thing for your body.
Right. I understand that.
It's bringing more oxygen to your body.
But for how long? Is it just for that time, or is it going to be every time?
And I understand what you're saying, Dre. I didn't go into the health part of it because they don't like me to do that. So I did the surface part of the research.
Got you. Okay.
I didn't do any long term. I think if a person does it every now,
I'm talking about the medical part of me now.
Yeah, they don't like me to go into that type of stuff, Flowers. They just want me to stay on the surface.
Bitch, the first time you do that shit to me, I am driving to Birmingham to beat your ass.
Ebony.
Cuts.
Coming out.
Dre, where the fuck did she come from?
It's something that somebody should be doing long term.
No, you know, this is like once every once in a while. Women like
go to spas and go inside those frozen treatments.
Yeah,
it's not something that you can do all the time, but it is supposed to create youthful skin, and it is supposed to firm the skin.
Yeah, when I was in Asia, we used to go to the spas, and they used to have a cool room and a warm room.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's a good fun fact, Lisa. Go ahead.
Somebody's being summoned.
Go ahead, Ebony, with your outro to the fun fact.
Okay. That was fun facts.
That was whack. Okay.
You gotta get better now.
I know. I had something. I had a little something hung in my throat. Hold on.
Swallow better next time.
That was fun. Thanks. Okay, now.
Say my name. Say my name.
Okay, so she's bringing us in with Say My Name. Now, this one, y'all. I had to name it from the top. Normally, I don't give them a name, but this is the name. 3.5 minute brother. Ebony, what should I do? I am 28 years old, and I can only have sex for anywhere between 3 and 5 minutes. No, I don't have a problem getting and staying hard. My penis size is also on the smaller side. Yes. I'm very attractive, and no, I do not have any problem getting a woman. I don't have any other health issues, and I work out twice a week. I don't smoke or drink either. On a brighter side, I last longer from head. Can you give me some tips to help me increase my time in the pussy? Dre, you can help because you may have tips that Ebony doesn't know because you're a guy. Thanks, and hell no, you can't say my name.
First of all, why your little bitty penis self gotta solicit Dre? You don't know that man's size? Like, Dre, you might know from a little penis standpoint.
So, I can say this as a man giving advice. You know, there are certain, I know you said you don't drink. sometimes I know alcohol can definitely sustain that nut off, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, holding it off or whatever. But I would honestly tell you to find some type of enhancer, you know what I'm saying, take some type of pill, because usually taking some type of pill will definitely hold you off a lot longer, so you're not going through the five. And even though you may be, it don't matter really technically what size you are, it's going to keep you stronger, strong like bull. You know what I'm saying? Going to keep you strong like bull. That way you can pleasure your partner a lot longer. There are so many ways and so many things you can do. Some people even use toys, you know, because I did. I'm not going to even lie. Years ago, I had the problem. I was a quick guy. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't help it. But I started learning my body, got in tune with my body, and stopped being so anxious and thinking about it so much or whatever. You use that toy. Use one of them rings. That's the one I'm thinking about. Use the ring. A ring
will... I'm an advocate for the cock ring, honey.
So I would tell you, just start out with that. See how that works. And then, you know, move on. Hit me up if you need more advice. I can tell you where to get some pills.
Get the cock ring. Get the cock ring that has the little bunny ears on the front. She'll appreciate that.
Bitch, you got on shorts? Lisa? Bitch, got on drawers and panties.
Y'all better stop it.
First of all, he has a small penis. Second of all, he only goes 3.5 minutes.
Is he ding-a-ling, brother?
This is tragic, Ebony.
This do sound like a tragedy.
This dude,
man, y'all can't go in on dudes, man.
Okay, y'all. Y'all know we're not supposed to do shaming on here.
Yeah,
so,
y'all can't go in on them, but not everybody was blessed with certain things, man.
I've heard enough.
Bitch, when I come to your house, I'm kidnapping that motherfucking thing. You better hide that shit. I'm kidnapping that shit.
Yo, son. Hey, this is it. I've heard enough from y'all. Yo, son. The dick is garbage.
You and them headphones.
Nobody wants to suck your dick so you last longer. We don't even want you to give us head. Keep your on the smaller side, 3.5 minute ass penis in your fucking pants. You'd be better off letting a woman fuck you in the ass.
Oh, Jesus.
I give your name. Now the next bitch you meet has to waste her precious time getting to know you.
Might end up liking you. And this dick and you then wiggity giggity, and the dick is wiggity wiggity whack. Fuck off, fuck boy. Buy some booty toys and take a trick bag with you everywhere you fucking go, like a merc. Because you will not hoodwink, bamboozle, or use your sorcery to get the pussy anymore. Enough is a fucking enough.
Where's the thing for her?
Savage.
We're tired of your shit, 3.5 minute brother. We're tired of your shit. We're tired of your shit.
Oh my god.
Oh. Yo, why do y'all keep writing this bitch? I keep trying to tell y'all, y'all do not want her fucking advice. What the fuck? This man is trying to get you to improve his fucking sex life. And you just over here made him feel like 2% of a fucking man.
Somebody please go make sure this man is... Put him
on. He is hoodwinking, bamboozling, using sorcery, trickery, wizardry, whatever the fuck you want to fucking say.
Please.
And that is so fucked up. We have so many other things going on in the world, and this nigga wants to know about his little bit.
How do you even know he's black? And watch your mouth. That filthy mouth. You talk to your grandchildren with that filthy mouth?
I love my grandbabies.
Oh my gosh.
All the boys and all the girls. Look. 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Savage.
3.5 minutes, brother. I'm sorry that this is not. not the information that you wanted. But this is the information that you fucking needed.
Listen to Dre.
I told you to get a fucking bag of tricks with nothing but booty toys in it and let her run a dildo train on you so that she can get some fucking satisfaction.
Wait a fucking minute now. Now you done went too damn far.
I'm so confuzzled right now.
Confuzzled
right now.
You discombunculated?
Discombobulated, yeah.
No, I didn't say bobulated. I said bunculated. I was trying to mess the word.
Whatever the fuck ever, it doesn't matter. This dude is using sorcery, trickery, hoodoo, man, all kind of shit on women. For every woman who's come across this dude that refused to give his name, but I'm from just his writing, he feels like a Tim. His name is probably Tim.
Tim probably got a great portfolio.
He probably do.
He probably got a great portfolio. Tim is probably a Tim great a businessman. He's got a wonderful car. You know what I'm saying? Damn. He can last for 7 minutes. Because, you know, Tim would probably be a great guy for me because I only want to give head. I only want to give head for 2 minutes. So if 2 minutes will make his 3 minutes turn to 5 minutes, as long as he eat my pussy out the first time, we might can work this out. Tim, you know what I'm saying? Inbox me, Nashie Unbothered, the number 2@gmail.com.
He
lasts
longer when
he gets head. He said he lasts longer when he gets head.
That's why I said I'm going to give him 2 minutes. I'm going to give him 2 minutes of head so I can extend his 5 minutes of sex.
Waste their time giving him
Tim,
head.
I'm and he said
he got
right
a little
now,
bit. Who wants to
Tim, right now.
I'm going
right
to be like Robin on Waiting to Exhale, and I'm going to squeeze my girl part so tight. I'm going to squeeze my girl part so tight that when he goes in, he's going to feel like he's the one. I'm going to channel my inner Robin from Waiting to Exhale.
This is his dick. This is his fit.
I'm going to squeeze. I do Kegels. I have a pure fit. I have a pure fit, bitch. I can get that.
Tim, I'm telling you right now. Tim, listen.
I can do it.
Tim,
Naturally Unbothered, the number 2@gmail.com.
Tim, when you are in the act, make sure that you change positions multiple times.
Make sure that you
that will sustain it.
I'm telling you. Before she wastes.
Don't listen to Ebony. Do not listen to Ebony.
You need to say, look, I've got some problems. My dick is small and I'm only 3.5 minutes. Do you still want to go forward?
I already gave him my information. Call me at 912-434-1414.
She gonna throw you away faster than she throw away them old shoes in the closet, nigga. I mean, dude, she's not gonna work out for you.
Change positions.
I'm your girl.
Change positions
with your little dick that's not gonna stay in the hole. Change positions.
So, guys, it's time to play our game. Let's play our game.
Everywhere.
We're done with you, Ebony.
This shit gonna be slide up.
Bitch. I may have had 3 vaginal births with no drugs, all natural. But I have you know.
Your dick ain't gonna fit in there.
But I have you know that in 2013, when I was in Asia, she got redid.
It's been 7 years.
And bitch, up and. And what does that mean? I've been married for almost the last 5 years of the 7 years. So what would your point be?
Would you feel this?
I don't know. I mean, she's pretty tight. So
technically, if you really want to get, Evan, you're talking about that size right there. Technically, that's all it takes anywhere to hit a spot.
Because that's what perfect for my G spot. You know what I'm saying? That's perfect for the G spot right there. That's the perfect one. That's it.
It's not gonna work.
That's the G spot. That's the G spot, boo.
It only takes 3.5 inches.
3.5.
This ain't even enough for Ebony.
So I just need, you know how in the light. Yeah. You know how in the light you need your your angles. I just need him to know how to move his angles with that little. What? Hold it up again.
All right. Well,
hold him up again.
Brother, Dana, half brother, you have her information. 912-434-1414. And watch what I told you. You can go and you can run up in the ocean if you want to with your little goldfish. See how that works out for you.
Find your little tallywhacker.
Before you get started, find a spot with your hand, with your finger, and you reach for that. You the little engine that could. You reach
your finger, for that spot, man. Your fingers better not be bigger than your ding-a-ling, is all I'm saying.
And you know I love to be finger fucked.
Y'all savages, boy.
Anyway.
Let's get to this game.
You like that, darn?
Huh?
You like that?
I do. I love being finger fuzz.
His finger only like this, though.
I don't like dirty fingers.
Oh, that's a fat finger right there. That might do. Hey, that's a thumb. That might do some shitty flick. Yes. Yes, sir.
I need a can of starch, baby. That Stayflow can. That's what I need. Don't play.
Why you sound like your mama right now? Stop playing Pepsi can.
Baby like be fisted. She like this.
One of these days, listeners, Ebony and I will record offline and we will share the story about the Pepsi can that my mother, our mother, decided to tell us about.
Pepsi can?
Yes. We will share this on another episode. It'll just be its own little extra bonus footage. We could probably do a million bonus footages on our mother.
Facts. And that's what her birthday will be dedicated to, just a show about everything that she's taught us.
We can do that. Do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's save it for then.
So this game is called The Fact Is. Okay, so I had each of you send in some facts about your sex life, preferences, things like that, some little personal sexual information. But I know it'll be easy for you guys to figure out who said what, because that person, you know, is not going to be talking, so it's going to be easy to pick them out.
Right.
But in this case, in this game, you got to convince the others that this is not the fuck you. Okay? So when I say some shit, if you just sitting there and you not saying nothing, everybody gonna automatically think it's you. So it's basically a battle to make it appear that this ain't you, but it's you. And when everybody have to lock in their vote, if they didn't guess you, you know what I'm saying? And it's you. You will get a point. You know, so I'll buy you a shot. Everyone you win, I'll buy you a shot. How about that?
Boom.
All right? So y'all know that I can't fully participate. However, things about me will also be inputted in there as well. Okay? Just to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
The fact is, I lost my virginity when I was 13.
That is definitely
not me.
13.
That's gotta be sorry.
Not saying praise the Lord.
Those are the main ones. You talking about the Holy Bible? That's the main one to be getting it in.
You know them church going girls is hoes. They be getting fingered in the fucking pulpit.
I was a preacher's kid. So trust me, I know.
All right.
Sorry. I'm so glad I
had all right. So
I'm locking in my ass at the Shari.
It's time for the vote. We got one vote, Shari. Lisa.
Another vote, Shari.
Two votes, Shari. Lisa.
Shari.
Three votes for Shari. With the person who lost their virginity when they was 13, please say, so what? The fact is, I've had sex with at least six people in one work week?
Ebony.
You know she a hoe. That's some hoe ass shit. Lisa, I know Lisa Drake. Freak, but Ebony is the hoe on the show.
Drake. Damn, that's Ebony.
That is Drake.
Look at you. Look at me.
Let's lock it in. Okay, wait. Let's lock it in. Drake vote is
Ebony.
Bitch. And Lisa, bitch.
Bitch, that is Drake's ass.
And Lisa, who's your vote?
My lock in would be.
You better say Drake.
Drake. Ebony, your vote is Drake. Yes. Two votes Dre, one vote Ebony. With the person who had sex with at least six people in 1 week be like, I know that.
What up, though? What up, though?
Throw that D. Throw that D. Hey. Throw that D.
When I was young. Yes. I can't even lie.
That thing is nasty. Ugh.
Hey. All right, y'all. The fact is, I've had sex with way more women than I have men. That's
What?
You've had more sex than women than you have men?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I get it.
What? I was like, wait a minute. Time out. What just happened? Okay. It's Dre. Lisa?
Shari. I'm going back with Shari this time.
I would say Shari.
I'm going with Ebony. I'm going with Ebony. It's my life. Because every time I go with Ebony, I'm wrong. So I'm going with Ebony this time.
All right. So one vote Ebony, two vote Shari.
Yes.
That's me. But I'm not a lesbian. I just think women are beautiful, and I just enjoy having sex with them.
Lesbian does it with women. You're bisexual.
Yeah, you're bi. I'm just saying.
It is whatever. What is it?
Women are beautiful.
Something like that.
I love girls.
And they have some fantastic bodies.
I love the girls.
Thank you for that.
I love girls.
I'm not
going
to lie about it. So, I'm 100% lesbian. I'm not going to lie about that. It is Pride Month, though. Sorry, it is Pride Month. June, I think, is Pride Month.
It is Pride, but I can't get down with Pride and get COVID.
You know an awful lot about Pride Month, Dre.
He has a lot of gay friends. He's already told us that.
He said that. He did.
I was ready, Dre. Bitch. I was so ready.
Because Dre said a lot of his friends are either lesbians or bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of them.
Gay.
I'm so glad you're a part of this podcast, Dre.
So the fact is, I like to smoke weed before and after I fuck.
That's Dre.
Sorry. That's Shari.
That is Dre.
She the only one I know that doesn't smoke. She's smoking hell, by the
way. Wait a minute. What you mean I smoke? What are you talking about?
No, I do not smoke.
That's Dre.
I fucking
drugs. Dre smoke.
I'm going with Lisa this time.
You going with Lisa this time?
I'm going with Lisa this time.
Lisa's so pure.
You always smoking, bruh. So it's got to be you. You be high on every third episode you high. It's got to be you, Dre.
I'm going with Lisa.
It's Dre.
She fucked up.
Hey. So there's one vote Lisa, one vote Dre. Actually, two votes Dre. With the person who like to get high before and after sex sing, I got five on it.
I got five.
Oh my God, Lisa.
Finally, I got one.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all can't hear me talk about weed enough to know that I will smoke a joint in a heartbeat.
I didn't know that. I just know what you did with your edibles. You was murdered. You had just finished that thing. You was spilling around.
Yes, she was like this. She was like this.
She was, I know. She was getting all in there.
All right, y'all. So that was the game. The fact is, so y'all learned a that little bit fun. About us.
I'm cool with that.
Thank you, thank you. So Dre, that damn Dre, get it, Ebony. That.
Boom boom. Oh, do 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 do. That damn Dre.
Da da da.
Boom.
I like that.
Ba-dum-boom.
Today's that damn Dre topic is something for men to kind of, you know, kind of sit back and understand something, man. If you see your woman, if you know good and well that your woman needs money, is struggling a little bit, don't wait for her to ask you for the money. Man up. Well, take care of your woman. Put on some drawers. Boom up. Take care of your woman. I'm pretty sure you'll get it back, man. You have no idea that when you take care of your woman, she's taking care of you in the long run. So I'm telling you right now, don't let your woman struggle and you sitting out here watching her and waiting on her to ask you for money because you want to be boosting your ego and all this stuff. Take care of your woman. Just take care of you later. Trust me.
Take care of your woman.
That damn Dre, we will accept in the name of all women. Yeah, in a Z formation, ladies. Snap it in a Z formation, ladies. Thank you. We accept that. Ebony.
Oh, that's a takeout. Okay, guys.
This bitch was about to sing again, bitch. Take us to the house.
So,
in music mode.
You guys know that you can follow us on Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2, that's the naturallyunbothered, the number 2, at gmail.com, or leave us a message at 912-434-1414, that's 912-434-1414. We welcome the feedback, the comments, show ideas, and Ebonites, I love your advice requests.
Stop on, sending her shit.
Listen on all platforms, guys. Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and leave us a message. Select that notification button so you know every fucking time we post a new episode. What the fuck is the deal? Just do it.
Do it.
Looking for Naturally Unbothered merch? Are you looking for merch? You can please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com.
Okay.
That's www.naturallyunbothered.com.
Get some merch.
Click the merch link. Get the fucking merch. So, listen closely. Look into my eyes. Are you looking into my eyes?
No, I don't want to do this shit.
Tell your whole ass friends. To tell their whole ass friends, to tell their whole ass mamas, their whole ass daddies, their whole ass grandmas, their whole ass grandpas, their uncles and shit that are drunk right now, need something to fucking do. Y'all are still in the house. Come on. Don't fucking go outside passing the corona. Tell them all to Naturally Unbothered.
And fucking watch us on motherfucking YouTube, bitch.
Why the fuck are y'all looking at us on YouTube?
We had 99 views. 99 goddamn views. Do you not see this?
Y'all know how
handsome I am. Look at Lisa, little cleavage. Lisa got that little intro to the cleavage.
Hey, look,
ladies, y'all see these lips?
Y'all see this cheek? I wish I could twerk.
Then please watch us on YouTube.
I would twerk if I could twerk right now. I'd be like, I can't twerk, y'all. Y'all don't want to see that. I can't do it.
If y'all want to see that bitch's bare ass, then go on. If you want to see some people who really add to the podcast, tune in to me and Lisa. Lisa,
Dre, did this bitch just cancel us?
We're giving out.
Dre, point. Come on, Dre. Do it. Do it, Dre. Bitch. You a funky ass, trifling ass, dirty ass bitch. Hoe ass bitch. Snotty ass bitch. Piss on yourself every night ass bitch.
See, now she's a rapper. Come on, guys.
so childish.
That was thug life. Thug life.
That is so childish. That is so childish. That is so childish right now. Come on, grow up, guys. Grow the fuck
until
up,
next time, guys. That was an episode of Nasty Unbothered. Ebony can fuck off and suck the little ass dick. Bitch.